Welcome to the Potty Slam. Welcome to the Potty Slam. Welcome to the Potty Slam.
Welcome.
We are the best in the world at what we do.
It is true. Well, I don't know. That's kind of subjective, I suppose. In our own minds, we are.
Yeah, of course.
And my eyes spy a podcasting guy with a story.
Yeah. I want to paint a picture for you guys.
Oh, boy. Is this coloring pencil or is it paint?
It's a stencil one that you just kind of do it and it does like a really cool design you could never make on your own.
Those little kaleidoscopy things?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Like a stenograph or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, it make like really cool stars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I could never do it.
Trippy dude.
So anyways.
Comes with a lava lamp.
Ooh.
Oh, I had one of those when I was little.
Lava lamp?
Yeah.
I still have one.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
So, the year is 2002. I am a junior in high school. Okay. April's in like fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Larry is just getting his AARP card.
Right. This is my second marriage.
Is this your third hip replacement?
Still second. We got the third one planned.
Oh, okay. Scheduled. Oh, good, because. Yeah, we gotta be careful, man.
That was only my second year of marriage, actually.
I've only
had one marriage, I know.
So the year is 2002, and there's some cool things happening in the world of being a geek. You had Star Wars was putting out new movies. You had, back then we didn't know what was coming, but
me select of these.
You sounded like Mario.
With my cold, I know.
You had the PlayStation is running rampant. PS2 specifically.
Ah, yes.
And
bought mine at Media Play.
Ooh.
But for a 17-year-old Josh, he's very excited because there's a new Spider-Man movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And this is after 25 years. Of no Spider-Man films. And going into this, obviously.
I didn't know there was another one.
In the 70s.
Really?
Yep.
Is it any good?
No.
Okay.
At least not that I recall. You have Sam Raimi. Raimi.
He's a rapper.
Yeah. And so you have this Spider-Man movie made by Sam Raimi. And it's this kind of a kickoff of these Marvel films, and it's pretty exciting. You have Tobey Maguire as, of course, Peter Parker, Kirsten Dunst as Mary Jane, William Dafoe. You have a great cast.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't be talking about that unless, of course, it had something to do with professional wrestling.
Now, who could he be talking about?
Of course, we're talking about Bonesaw.
Yeah.
Bonesaw in the movie, because of course in the comic books Peter Parker,
if your cat jumps, I'm RKOing him or her for sure.
Fair enough, she would definitely earn it.
Well deserved RKO.
She just went behind the refrigerator. She's, you know, in that crack.
Hey, that's not, never mind,
and she's backing out.
There's nothing in here for me.
Nope.
In the comics, Peter Parker gets bitten by the spider, and he...
What? You just spoiled that for me.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. And he wakes up, and he realizes he has these new powers and abilities, and one of the things that he decides to do, because he wants to make money to buy a vehicle to impress Mary Jane Watson, the hot babe redhead next door, like any young man would want to do, naturally. And he sees that there's a match, if you will, if you can last. Oh, I thought you were going to sneeze. If you can last it is. In a match.
There it is. Oh.
Excuse me. At least I did it into my arm and not into the microphone.
And then she just wiped her nose like a third grader with her sleeve.
Well, this is really bad, Larry, that we've had these colds now for 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, these things won't go away.
That's all right.
Listeners, please send us chicken noodle soup, please. And like some orange ginger juice. Ale Shasta. And
yeah, what else is good when you're sick? I could use some Ludens.
Some Vicks vapor rub.
Ricola.
No, I love Luden's cough drops. That's candy. That's not a cough drop.
Mm-mm.
I know. I think it's those Halls fruit breezers. And I'm like, you're not fooling anyone. This is just sugar.
But I'll take one.
Of course. I won't say no.
So, yeah, of course, Peter Parker, if he lasts, I think it's 5 minutes or 3 or 5 minutes? I can't remember. In the ring, then you get a payout.
Mm-hmm.
And so Peter Parker comes up with this design to be the man spider. And we know what happens from there. He goes in the match and he just obliterates Bonesaw. Well, when they filmed the movie, they needed a guy who could play that role well. And of course, our good friend Randy Savage, he is hot off of an incredible rap album.
Oh, yeah. Like a rocket that rap career took off.
Yeah, be a man.
Be a man, yeah.
So they hire Randy Savage to play as Bonesaw. The scene itself, obviously, is not a very large scene. He's only in it in the movie, really, for, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
If even, yeah.
So, yeah, you had him. And Bruce Campbell also appears in the film. Well, naturally, when the wrestlers decide that they're done, you have different people do different things. Of course, Dwayne Johnson, he went to movies. He was kind of a comedic guy. John Cena, of course, does lots of charity work. Hogan is a dick.
Cena is now a movie dude now.
Yeah, yes, he is.
I see he's got a new one that looks kind of interesting about kids in prom.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, he's a dad, and the kids, they are following their instant message or their Facebook posts, and it's like they're going to all lose their virginity at the prom after the prom. So I guess all the panic, the panicky parents. Mm-hmm. How are they going to stop this?
Side note: John Cena is actually way more impressive as an actor than I was expecting.
Yeah.
He's like especially good like on Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. like in comedic roles,
comedic
which is
timing.
Yeah, he has the timing down.
Yeah,
it's odd.
Oh, yeah, well, Southpaw is also really funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, you had Savage, whom, as we know from past episodes of Potty Slam, mm-hmm. he's kind of always in character. That's just the way he is. He's extreme and. I don't want to say loose cannon, but he's extreme.
We did this for Aoife's podcast because he had a baseball career before he got into wrestling. And they asked, some of the former players, like, is that a put on in the way he talks? And nope, that's how he talks all the time.
Yeah. And not to derail from this, but during his tenure as a baseball player, when he was done playing baseball, how does he go out? In a blaze of glory, of course, he takes these oak bats and he smashes them into trees.
Yes, actually, it became a baseball coach took that and modified it and hung tires from the trees. And that was how this coach learned from Randy Savage. That's how he could generate power and a power hitter.
Yeah, wow. Which makes sense because, I mean, if you're swinging, you're hitting these things, you're going to get stronger. And so, I mean, obviously that turned out to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, Randy Savage and Bruce Campbell both had these minor roles in the 2002 Spider-Man film. So what ended up happening was while on set, they shared the same trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
What an odd couple.
Right? I'd like that should be a movie.
That should be like well, I feel like that now. Would be a good TV show.
Now it would just be Weekend at Bernie's. Weekend at Bernie's 3. What's that smell?
Oh, still too soon.
Sorry.
So as I said, Campbell and Savage, they shared a trailer. Now, you have to imagine that the one scene that Randy Savage had is not a large scene. You probably only on set here for maybe a couple days. Nothing big. But Bruce Campbell came out with a story about Savage that, well, it's pretty savage.
Oh.
As it should be.
Apparently, if Randy was not on set.
Mm-hmm.
He could be found in his trailer.
Okay, makes sense.
What do you think he was doing in that trailer?
Cocaine.
Well, that'd be a lot less noisy than what he was doing, because according to Bruce Campbell, when Randy Savage was not on set, he was in the trailer with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And as he put it, he would be, quote, putting it hard to his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The sex. The sex was so loud and violent that it sounded like a bunch of wild animals were mating or fighting to the death.
Good God.
To this day, Bruce Campbell is still traumatized.
I would imagine. That is... ew.
I can only imagine what that must have sounded like.
Be a man, be a man, be a man. Oh, she's still a woman. I have been in that position where I've heard.
Yes.
Yep.
You're not impressing anybody. No. You're disgusting people is what you're saying. Yes. It's not as hot as you think it is.
Right.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you guys. Well, I'm gonna have two questions. Well, first ask, do you guys have a story about hearing people having sex?
Oh, I was in the same room.
Gah. Well, who has that? Who has the balls?
My younger brother.
Oh no!
To make it a little better.
Oh no!
We'll sweeten the pot with that one.
So,
and somebody I worked with.
Oh God. Was that just the weirdest morning after?
Yes. What is going on behind me? Is the cat going to dive bomb me?
Now I'm probably more worried that she's going to knock over my coffee maker. Because she's a dummy.
Okay, last time this happened, crap hit the floor.
I know.
Yeah, like I said, my coffee maker's right there. You big dum-dum.
I know. So anyway.
This was a New Year's Eve celebration. We rented a hotel at the Amway, which is one of the nicest hotels here in town, definitely downtown. And so we got the hotel, and then there's me and my wife, and then my brother and somebody I work with. They had the bed next to us. They weren't dating or anything. They were just going to share the bed,
right?
And I don't know what time it was. Probably 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. And you could hear it getting hot and heavy.
Oh, God. And
my eyes open, and I turn, and my wife's eyes, and she must have been heard it before me, because she's just staring at the ceiling. And so I get her attention, and she looks at me with this horrific look on her face, and I start, laughing quietly. And she starts laughing quietly. And all we could do was just stare at the ceiling and just wait for it to go away.
Wait for it to go over.
But since heavy drinking had gone on, I think my brother had the whiskey dick.
Oh, no.
There's that glass there.
So they do it. And they do it, and they do it, and they do it, and they do it, and they do it. Finally, they end it.
No.
And, of course, we had drank heavily too. So the next morning, I remember this because Gerald R. Ford had passed away 2 days earlier, and he was from Grand Rapids. So the next morning, New Year's Day, they were doing a dry run of the 21 cannon salute. And when you're hungover, it shook the hotel room.
Oh,
and it was
God
awful. So there's my sex story.
Jeez. That's bad.
Oh, the smells.
Oh, I didn't even think. Oh, God. Ew. Ew.
Smells like regret and
bleach and regret.
Fish.
That's disgusting.
So how about you, April?
I can't really think of an instance where I've been, where it was like full on like.
I can.
What?
Bedroom under the stairs.
Oh, I didn't know we were talking about us. I thought we were talking about a situation in which I heard someone having
sex. Sorry. That's actually going to be my next question.
No, probably when I was in high school and we would hang out a bunch of friends got together, and there were these two, there was a guy that I was friends with and a girl that I was friends with, and they like denied that they were in a relationship or doing mm-hmm. anything of the sort. And we were watching, I will never forget, because it like ruined this movie for me. We were all sitting on the couch, and I was sitting next to my guy friend, and the girl was on the other side, and we were watching The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, under the sea, like watching this movie. Mm-hmm. And I look, and out of the corner of my eye, I see motion under the blanket.
Under the blanket.
Yeah. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. And all you see under the blanket is just the hand moving up and down. Boom, 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 boom. And
lots of a juicing, lots of a splooshing under the blanket.
Yeah, it was... And like, but no, like, I felt too awkward to say anything, but I could see out of the corner of my eye. And then I'm like, I'm too afraid to turn my head and look at the expression on his face, because then he'll know that I know. And it was just really weird. And at that time, I was like the mom of the group. Mm-hmm. I was like I was the oldest one in our group of friends. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I had to take them both aside mm-hmm. and say like, okay, if you're gonna do that, it's fine, but how about not when all of us are hanging out, because that's weird.
I think technically you had a three-way.
Does that count as a three-way?
Were you guys all under the same blanket?
Oh yeah, we were.
Oh! You didn't get any residual kickback for
no anything? I checked.
Okay.
I checked.
Then no, technically you did not have a three-way.
Okay, good, thank god.
Josh,
let's see, I remember being probably about 18 or 19, and I had a buddy that I hung out with very frequently, and he had a girlfriend that, well, she was something else. and I don't mean that in a good way. Well, we would go up to his mom, because his folks were divorced. His mom had a house that they would go to, and they would have parties and stuff. And there was one night that we all went there and we got like drunk. And I remember we slept in the living room. And so, yeah, I was in the same room. I'm like, I was laying on the couch. I'm like room spinning drunk. So I couldn't really go to sleep. And all of a sudden I start hearing the rustling around and clothes coming off. And then all the noises, the suckling noises,
it's just like the balls slapping noise.
Yep,
that foo, 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 foo.
They were on a pull-out bed too.
That wasn't the only pulling out going on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, all the smells were there, and I remember like this girl was like, ugh. I remember, because at the time I was still a virgin, and she had made some kind of comment, and this is disgusting, like, oh, you've never seen a vagina or know anything. Like, she's like, well, do you want to smell my fingers?
Oh,
I like,
most people go with a handshake and a howdy do, but
oh my god.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Yeah, I promptly said no.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good call.
Yeah. But yeah, it just, I remember thinking, even in my drunken state, like, wow, this is kind of weird. Like, at one point, I think I even, like, they probably knew I was awake, because I was so disgusted. Like, I reached over, started pounding Fireball.
That's the only appropriate mm-hmm. thing to do in that situation.
The thing is, we were so young. Even I think I was young when this happened. I think now, I would just blatantly call it out, laugh, do something.
Yeah, exactly. Point it out, make it awkward.
Yeah, yeah, if it's going
to
be awkward,
if you're
going
to put yourself in that situation, you have to expect that, like...
And actually, I didn't, because it's my brother,
mm-hmm.
and he was getting some, so good for him.
Right, exactly.
But come on, dude.
I know.
I paid for that hotel room.
That's
an
true.
Incidental, I think.
I think so, too. He owes you for that.
Yeah.
So let's...
Now, did you ever bring it up to him, like, later on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
oh,
he knows sure. that you were...
He knows. He has no regrets.
Oh, Lord.
So let's spin this on its head here.
So to speak.
How about times where you have done it in be very loud or very public place?
Loud or public?
Or both.
It wasn't loud. Aaron's going to kill me.
That's okay. She doesn't listen to this anyway.
You're right.
This will be the episode she decides to start listening.
I'll text her after this. Make sure you listen to this one, Aaron.
We were driving back from Chicago, and I got roadhead.
Nice.
Don't do that. That's very dangerous.
I would have to think, yeah.
Yeah. But it's awesome, kids. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I always think it's very uncomfortable.
Well, it had to be, because it was a stick shift, so I can only imagine that.
Yeah, right?
The gear was, like, poking her.
God.
That wasn't the only thing.
Yeah, right.
So, how about you, April?
Oh my God! Can this be like a shared experience for the both of us? Because we have so many. It's,
that's what's going to make it better.
It's
pancakes and blowjobs.
Yeah, right. Well, there was the one time that we got caught by the cops. That was awkward.
Whoa. You can't just go over that with a... I did hear that story. I think you told it on here.
Did I?
Where, was it here?
I'll give the abridged version. Basically, we were both living with our parents at the time. We had no appropriate or like convenient place to have sex. I texted him at like 10:30 at night and I was like, hey, I really need to get laid. Can we meet up somewhere? So I was shameless in my booty call.
Why is a butt dial not the same as a booty call?
It should be,
right?
I agree. So yeah, we drove out and parked the car and hopped in the back seat, and we were in the middle of the business, and we saw the red and blue lights pull up behind us, and there was a knock on the window.
Is that a boner killer?
Yes.
Instant drying up like the Sahara. Gone. Well, and I was back there completely naked, and Josh like cracks the door open and pokes his head out. It was a female police officer, and he goes, yes. She goes, sir, can you step out of the car, please? And he goes, can I put my pants on first? She's like, oh my God, yes. So I'm in the back seat, like trying to cover up all my bits and pieces.
You only got two hands. You got three bits.
Exactly.
And pieces.
Exactly. It was, oh God, it was so awkward. And thankfully we were saved by like, cause it was right at the beginning of the school year. So the college in town, they were having some issues over there. So she had to like quick go off and,
oh, thank goodness.
So we were like, she was like, can you just, and what happened was, it was my fault because I didn't
put the four ways on.
No, because I didn't close my door all the way. So
the dome light was
the
on?
Well, it wasn't the dome light. It was like it left the brake lights on or something like that, yep. Wasn't it? Because we left the car running.
Oh,
it was so bad.
Yeah.
Didn't so crack that door open, that smell probably hit her.
Oh, that poor woman.
That's how porn's supposed to start, damn it.
Exactly.
Hey, you wanna come jump in?
Porn, but for real.
So, again, we were living at our folks' house, and now sometimes April would come over to our house, and when I had to move back into my parents' house at this point, because a bunch of stuff. Well, I didn't have my own room. They didn't have an extra room. So, like, my son, he had his own room, but I had to, like, they took the furnace room.
Mm-hmm. They put him in the boiler room.
And they made it into, like, a makeshift room, which actually was kind of cool.
Which muggles are apt to do.
Yeah.
Yes. I always called it my Harry Potter room.
It literally was the room under the stairs. There was a staircase that ran directly above.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. But
which was great, because we could always hear people coming. Like, oh, quick, apparently, someone's coming down the stairs, put your clothes back on.
Apparently, so could your parents.
No, well, the problem was is the furnace room, it was next to the bathroom, and my little brother had his bedroom downstairs. Well, there was one time.
Well, and also, if I may interject, it was not, it wasn't a fully finished basement. So there was not drywall on the side. Mm-hmm. That his room was in, but there was drywall that went up in the bathroom, but it didn't meet the top of the ceiling.
Okay.
So there was like maybe 2 inches of room between the drywall where the drywall ended and the ceiling began. So if there was anyone in the bathroom, we could see the light flick on because we would see the light from the crack between the wall and the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, and so there was times where, you know, my folks would go to bed and they were up on the top floor. It was the house was a two floor with a basement. And so we knew nothing was going to happen. Well, if the light would turn on, we would know my brother's in the bathroom. We would stop whatever it was we're doing. Well, of course, this one time we are hot in the moment and don't realize the light's coming on until my little brother starts clapping. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, woo, get it, Josh. Yeah.
So, in other words, the basement wasn't the only thing unfinished?
Yes.
Oh, no, we finished.
We kept going.
Oh, okay, good for you.
Plow but we definitely laughed about it.
Well, yeah,
that was one of several times that, like, his little brother would, like, he would knock on the door when we were right in the, and I was, like, naked, and I had to pull the blanket up to my neck, and he'd come in, and he was like, hey, how you guys doing? And we're like, oh, my God, why are you in here? Why are you talking to us right now? This is not the time.
Come back in 10 minutes.
Right.
Or two.
Yeah, it depends.
Depends on if we can get back in the moment, dick.
I know.
So, yeah. Yeah, and you know, the worst part is like, there's mine and April's sex life in the beginning was very
super active. Awkward.
It was awkward.
Pancakes and blowjobs.
Active, but also awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Speaking of active, where would one go for an active podcast that is currently going on about video games? That's oddly specific.
That is.
Well, and considering we're just talking about dicks doing
things.
Stiff Joystick Podcast is the video game podcast that I do with Brian and other folks when they can come on. And you can find that on Facebook and Twitter and Podbean.
Conflict that Podbean also on another podcast.
Yes, there's for our ladies who like to flick their beans, you're more than welcome to listen to Women with Wine. We come out every Thursday with a brand new episode. Myself and Amy, we like to drink wine. We usually share a bottle. We kind of discuss if we like it or not, what it is. I have no idea what the cat's doing right now. She's dancing. Why is she going backwards? What is happening right now?
I don't know. A cat has had wine, I think.
Apparently. I think she got dropped on her head or something.
She's kind of special. Wrestling around with a Cheerio.
Okay.
Of course she is.
Well, unfortunately, the Cheerio is winning.
Yeah. If you want to come check us out, we are on Facebook and Twitter and Podbean.
And you can catch me on the EFIS. That is a baseball history podcast, EFISPodcast.net.
And of course, you could find all three of us with Ryan, the Dirty Dick Nipple, on Conspiracy Therapy Podcast, where we talk about government cover-ups and creatures and all that fun stuff. We put a fun, light, and happy comedic spin on it.
You sounded like a robot. A happy and fun comedic spin it.
Spin. Yeah, and that's like Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic.
Of course, you're listening to the Potty Slam. You can catch us on Facebook and Twitter and on Podomatic and on iTunes. Please leave a review on iTunes. That'd be great.
On all of our shows. We love hearing your opinions as long as they're good.
Yes. If you have bad opinions, keep them to yourself.
Shove them up your ass.
Did your mom teach that? No, if you have nothing good to say, don't say it at all.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Well, thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week on the podcast. Power and we're ready to rap. Put the force, don't delete, don't snap your neck. Put this thing in motion. Well, he is so hard, you'll have a body convulsion. We've been thinking about way too long. So don't get us wrong, cause we're way too strong. Anyone with statistics, king, it ain't no thing, just step in the ring. Let's roll, baby. Come on, tear it up. Let's roll, baby. Come on, kick some butt. Everybody step back, cause we're coming too strong. So let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's roll, baby. Come on, tear it up. Let's roll, baby. Come on, kick some butt. Everybody step back, cause we're coming too strong. So let's get it on. Let's get it on. This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.